content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the July-August 2022 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. So let's get started. Let's first look at the front cover, and we see a picture here of Formula One champ Max Verstappen, Toys with the Competition, Child's Play. And it has him here just below his chin in the picture with a, I guess maybe a replica of his car. Nice sign of Red Bull and some of his sponsors. But let's find out what we're going to be entertained by in this issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. On the front inside cover, we have homecoming queen, rock climber, Beef Ranger. 22-year-old Lay Janky has a lot of diverse passions, and they all work together to make her a better athlete. I grew up on my family's farm in Nebraska, which literally fueled my athletic career. Not only did I eat beef, which provided the protein and nutrients I needed to perform my best, but I also practiced climbing on cattle chutes and ropes in the barn. That's what's propelled me to compete on the now American Ninja Warrior at age 19. Well, what else do we have to look forward to in this issue? Well, the lineup, Need for Speed, in the middle of the page, page one. We're going to hear about more about this on page 34, and what we're going to hear about? Well, in the fast-growing, fast-paced sport of Formula One racing, no one does it better or goes faster than world champion Max Verstappen. Also on page 16, presenting the class of 2022, meet the newest inductees into our Hall of Cool. Page 22, what if athletes didn't see their careers cut short by injuries? Would we have a different home run champ? Page 44, home run hitting catchers and high scoring centers. These talents set rare records given their positions. Page 48, this season more than a half dozen players at least 26 years old have made their WNBA debuts. Find out more about that on page 48. And our favs, freeze frame, page 2, sports cards, page 7, hot take, page 9. Birthdays, page 11. Posters, page 27. The Treehouse, page 31. What's the Call, page 52. Page 53, Games, page 54, Art Gallery, and Buzz Beamer on page 56. Well, let's go to right to page 2. Freeze frame. And we have a picture here of Aaron Judge setting up for what may be probably another home run. Here's what it says. Dream matchup. June 2nd, 2022, the Bronx, New York. The top slugger in the majors versus the most exciting pitcher in the game. Not a bad showdown. On this day, Aaron Judge of the Yankees got the better of Angels ace Shohei Ohtani, going 2-for-2 with his 19th homer of the season as New York won 6-1. Ohtani lasted just 3 innings and allowed 3 long balls. Harry Judge. Now we'll go to the next free frame, page 3 and 4. King of France, June 5th, 2022, Paris, France. No, Rafael Nadal wasn't putting on a clown nose during the French Open final, but it did seem like he could have won even if he were playing in comically oversized shoes. The 36-year-old from Spain captured the tournament for the 14th time, beating Casper Ruud 6-3, 6-3, 6-0. Here it shows the ball right in front of Nadal's face as he's about to serve. Now let's go to who's who in sports. We're going to start on page 8, and we're going to do the top rule this afternoon. And we have Jennifer Hermosa. Her height is 5'9". She was born May 9th, 1990, in her hometown, Madrid, Spain. Jennifer, in 36 appearances across all competitions, Hermosa scored 23 goals as Barcelona completed a perfect domestic season and advanced to the Champions League final. She is the all-time leading scorer for Spain's national women's team with 45 in 91 games. In 2021, Hermoso was runner-up in voting for the Ballon d'Or as the world's best player. Did you know, though, that no men's team has ever completed a perfect season? No losses or ties in Spain's highest division. Next, we have Anthony Rizzo, New York Yankees first baseman. His height is 6'3". His weight is 240 pounds. He was born August 8, 1989, and his hometown is Parkland, Florida. As of June 8, Rizzo was third in the American League with 14 homers, including one in each of his first two games and three against the Orioles on April 26th. Rizzo finished fourth in the NHL MVP voting in 2016 when he hit 32 home runs and helped the Cubs end their 108-year championship drought. Did you know, though, the team with the longest current title drought is Cleveland, the team the Cubs beat in 2016, which last won the World Series in 1948. And finally, we have Nylisa Smith, Indiana Fever, forward, basketball, WNBA. Her height is 6'4". She was born August 8, 2000, in her hometown, San Antonio, Texas. The second pick in the 2022 NBA draft, Smith scored 13 points and pulled down 13 rebounds in her debut for the Fever. During her college career, Smith helped lead Baylor to the 2019 national title, scoring 14 points off the bench in the final. She was the Big 12 Player of the Year in each of her final two seasons. But did you know the WNBA record for rebounds in a game was set in 2003 by Shamik Holdsclaw, who grabbed 24 for the Mystics against the Charlotte Sting? Warm-up, hot take, tools of ignorance. Batting should be like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to hit. Had a picture here of a batter here with donuts and bowling balls, baseballs, apples, Star Wars figures. Bring your own ball. How many people does it take to make a decent baseball? This isn't the setup for a joke. I'm really asking. And we're getting this from Kip Shoremore. Major League Baseball has used basically the same pill for 100 years. While leather and red seams rubbed with a little mud. And since 2018, the league has owned a major stake in Rawlings, the company that manufactures its balls at a factory in Costa Rica. Given that level of control, you'd expect a pretty stable product. The official baseball, however, isn't just inconsistent. It's inconsistently inconsistent. The Major League Baseball has a very big problem with the baseballs. They are bad, Mets pitcher Chris Bassett said after an April game this season in which three of his teammates got hit by wild pitches, and New York plunked two Cardinals. There is no common ground with the balls. There is nothing the same, outing to outing. Blue Jays pitcher Alex Manoah complained that the seams on two baseballs in the same game might be noticeably different. Other players have reported that the ball is squishier. These defects seem responsible for a boring fan experience. Through the first 40 games of the season, hits per game had dipped below 8 for the first time since 1968, the year of the pitcher. The only other 3 years with fewer than 8 hits per game were 1907 and 1909, the height of the dead ball era. Most bizarrely, this second dead ball era comes just 3 years after the allegedly juice ball in 2019, when Major League Baseball hitters socked a record 6,776 home runs. After fans began to dissect souvenirs from stadiums to study potential changes, the league admitted last year to messing with the ball, though it claimed the changes were small. But with more and more players and cartoon magazine columnists complaining, who's going to believe them? Players expect consistent balls, but they haven't gotten them. So if you can't fix the ball, and clearly it's a struggle, change that expectation. Make the weirdness of the equipment a feature of the game. Break the cycle of juice balls and dead balls by making each pitch a surprise. Why not turn every bucket of balls into a Whitman sampler of raised seams and tacky leather? Fans love surprises. Players, however, don't. They've trained their whole life to control every variable possible on the field. They hate getting blamed for equipment malfunctions. So I'm going to pitch this idea, no pun intended, to batters and hurlers separately to ensure broad support. Hitters, guys, it can only go up from here. You're struggling to get the ball out of the infield. No doubt homers are dying on the warning track. I know that what you're thinking. Hold out for another year, and Major League Baseball will reduce the ball. We'll return to the hitter's paradise of 2013. After all, you are the favorite child. The commissioner always takes your side. Offense sells tickets. Home runs get the loudest cheers. Put aside the allure of big RBI numbers. This boom-bust cycle is killing the very art of hitting. Everyone from hulking designated hitters to wiry shortstops adopted an uppercut swing to capitalize on the juice ball. So not only did you guys set the home run record in 2019, you also demolished the strikeout record, 42,823. Now, with a glorified tennis ball to sock over the fence, the home runs are gone, but the whiff remains. What happened to Ted Williams and the science of hitting? A beautifully struck line drive into the gap? Choking up and defending the plate with two strikes? It's time to get back to the fundamentals. And an inconsistent ball will force you to relearn contact skills and put the pressure back on the defense. Pitchers, you're being set up. They took away the sticky stuff that helped you grip the ball, and now they're giving you a ball that's harder to feel. Hitters are charging the mound and threatening to punch you because of a situation outside of your control. Heck, under my plan, I'll let you each bring one ball of your own, choosing to the mound. And why not? Hitters pick their own bats. Jeff McNeil above swings a bat without a knob. Mookie Betts has an axe handle on his. Who's those jerks even get to wear grippy gloves and dip their twigs into a forest with a pine tar? So who cares if you wipe a little sunscreen on your hands and can finally feel the seams again? Finally, fans, don't worry. I won't let the pitchers turn our beloved pastime into a strikeout exhibition. I said they could bring a ball. After they scuff it, though, the umpire can throw them whatever he wants. Dead ball, live ball, softball, beach ball. And if they don't like it, Major League Baseball will finally set a fun league record, ejections. Continuing with warm-up, National Hockey League, maybe try defense. Page 11. The Oilers bring out the worst in opposing defenses and their own. In this year's playoffs, Edmonton found itself in several preposterous but entertaining shootouts. Not that kind. It beat the Kings 8-2 in one game. The Flames topped the Oilers 9-6. Then the Avalanche edged them 8-6 en route to a sweep of the Western Conference Finals. I wish I could have played this kind of playoff hockey in my day, Wayne Gretzky said during the TNT broadcast of that 8-6 game in Colorado. I was the most offensive player maybe that ever lived. You got to play defense, man. The great one isn't wrong, but he may have a selective memory. He was involved in the highest scoring playoff game in NHL history when his Oilers lost 10-8 to the Kings in 1982. But he got them back, scoring 7 points in a 13-3 Oilers win over the Kings in 1987. So expect a 14-10 score next year when these Oilers get their revenge. Highest scoring playoff games in every other league. Major League Baseball, 1999. Boston 23, Cleveland 7. NFL 2009, Arizona 51, Green Bay 45. NBA 1992, Portland 153, Phoenix 151. In Major League Soccer, tie 2019, LAFC 5, LA Galaxy 3. Tie 1998, Columbus 5, New York 3. Well, how about some birthdays for July? July 5th, Angels right-hand pitcher and DH Shohei Ohtani turns 28 years old. July 13th, Yadier Molina of the St. Louis Cardinals is 40. July 22nd, Minnesota Wild left wing Kevin Fiala celebrates his 26th birthday. And February 28th, LPGA Tour golfer Kelly Norda turns 24. And on April 29th, Dallas Cowboy Dak Prescott celebrates his 29th birthday. Warm-up. Future star Sophia Corriorin. Her birthplace is Providence, Rhode Island. Her birth date is June 20th, 2005. Her sports, lacrosse and track. If her opponent sees her on the lacrosse field or on the track, chances are Sophia Corriorin has already sprinted past them. The Moses Brown High junior clocked a 1.25.22 600-meter dash at the Penn Relays in April. The National High School under 18 and under 20 top times in the outdoor event. In between setting records, Sophia scored 27 goals as the Quakers reached their eighth straight lacrosse state final. So will Sophia, a two-sport All-American, pick one over the other? It's hard to imagine giving up one of them just yet, she says. Are you a sports kid? Do you think you have what it takes to be a sports kid of the month? Have an adult submit your nomination at sportskids@si.com. The Grid. Here are the contestants. United States heptathlete Chari Hawkins, tennis player Jason Brooksby, and IMG Academy guard Gabby Anderson. If you could have any superpower, what would it be? Chari Hawkins says, well, to fill anything up. Empty fridge, full. Bank account, full. Jensen Brooksby, teleportation. Gabby, teleportation. I guess that's flying, maybe? What do you think? Next question. What movie have you seen the most times? Rent. I watched it back to back to back one night. Ford versus Ferrari. And Gabby, Let It Shine. Well, what's your favorite video game? Chari says The Sims. Jensen Brooksby says Madden. And Gabby says Super Mario Brothers. I have a lot going on, not much time for video games these days. Next question. What is your favorite, or who is your favorite athlete outside your sport? Chari Hawkins says LeBron James. Jensen Brooksby says Tom Brady, Steph Curry, and Usain Bolt. And Gabby Anderson says Neymar. Next, what is your hidden talent? Chari Hawkins says, well, I can do backflips. Jensen Brooksby says ping pong. And Gabberton Anderson says karate. Beyonce, let me know if you need any opening act. If you need an opening act, she'd be right there. And who is the GOAT in your sport? For Chari, it's Jackie Joyner-Kersee. For Jensby, it's Novak Djokovic. And for Gabby Anderson, it's Lisa Leslie. Very good. Moving on. Page 14. Still in warm-up. Reader engagement. Kip answers your questions. Anonymous writes, Kip, can you write about rules that should be changed in each major sports league? Dear Anonymous, well, I'm a little concerned why you've chosen to hide your identity. I recently wrote a column titled, Get Rid of the Refs, and I'm worried your letter is part of a sting operation on behalf of the referees union. First, someone writes an anonymous letter asking me to suggest some rule changes. Next thing you know, this page is attached to a lawsuit. Assuming you're not working for them, however, I will give you some rule changes for each major men's sports league. Well, let's ban the shift, Major League Baseball. No draws, Major League Soccer. Four-point line, NBA. Fifth down, NFL. Erase the trapezoid in NHL. Wes Wright, I was wondering why United States pro teams only play other United States teams unless it is the Olympics. Do you think the United States should play teams from other countries? You might remember that I suggested in March-April that Major League Baseball expand into other baseball-loving nations in the Americas like Mexico. So clearly, I'm sympathetic to your question. Obviously, the big issue is travel. There are 13 countries between Florida and Venezuela. But the flight from Miami to Caracas is less than 6 hours. There's only water between Tokyo and San Francisco, but a lot of it. However, an ocean never stopped Magellan, so it shouldn't discourage us. Let's get creative. Americans love to declare themselves world champions after domestic tournaments. Even if Major League Baseball, for example, is the consensus best league on the planet, that doesn't make Atlanta versus Houston a World Series. Not only are all fans speaking English, they're all doing so with a southern accent. So make all domestic championships open to challengers. The Braves shouldn't rest until they've faced the Tokyo Yakult Swallows. Speaking of challenges, let's get to your team merger submissions. Travis writes, first off, the Winnipeg Jets are not that good, but they have two good things, a rich owner and a great goalie. Why not buy another NHL team? The Ottawa Senators had only 73 points last season, so the Jets provide Connor Hellebuyck and the Senators provide their team colors. Together, they meet halfway and become the Thunder Bay Pilots. Travis, I like where your head is at. You've taken a team situated near a river and moved it to a great lake. I just have one warning. Canadians are pretty touchy about the number of teams they have relative to the number of United States franchises. You've also moved a team from Western Canada to Eastern Canada, which I assume is something that also makes them mad. Jonah writes, I've always loved the Colorado Rockies, and I've always admired the Red Rocks Amphitheater in the Denver area. So what if the Colorado Rockies and the Cincinnati Reds merged to form the Colorado Red Rockies, or just Red Rocks? This idea excuses upon rocks. Moving the Rockies to an even higher altitude ensures plenty of moonshot home runs hit into Mount Morrison. Page 16, 17, 18, and 19. Hall of Cool, Class of 22. It's time to induct some new members into our shrine to the things we love about sports. The Williams sisters, game changers. Their resumes are amazing. Serena Williams has won 23 Grand Slam singles titles. Her older sister Venus has won 7. Together they captured 14 Grand Slam doubles championships. They've got 4 gold medals apiece. But what makes the Compton, California natives so cool is that they altered the perception of the sport. They didn't just bring fire and swagger to a staid game. They showed that no matter your racial, economic, or demographic background, you can play tennis and dominate it. Picture of the Serena, the Williams sisters here both holding Wimbledon trophies respectively. And Clay's headband, out, James Harden's beard. A signature look is only as cool as what the person does wearing it. Batman's pointy-eared cowl looks intimidating when fighting crime, less so when watering the Wayne Manor tulip garden. James Harden's beard made him look like a basketball wizard when he won the MVP with the Rockets. But that same beard, during an 11-point performance in an elimination game 6 against the Heat, Batman gardening situation. We haven't given up on Harden. We're totally ready for him to pick up his player option, get in shape, and lead the Sixers to a 2023 title with a handlebar mustache. But we conducted his beard into our venerated Hall of Cool. At this time, that beard, by association with Harden's apparent decline, is simply not cool. Cool is what's hot at the moment, and no player heats up faster on the court than Klay Thompson, going to five straight NBA finals, missing two seasons, and then triumphantly returning to a sixth finals is cool. The knuckleball. Professional sports are so stuck in their way, sometimes it pays to play the game just plain wrong. In an era when spin rate has become synonymous with pitch quality, let's appreciate the hurlers who won games by taking spin off the ball. The physics of the pitch are cool. The ball surrenders to the flow of the air around it. The total lack of strategy is cool. And the pitchers, you know what's coming. So hit it. And the pitchers who log massive inning totals well into their 40s are incredibly cool. Really, the only thing cool about the knuckleball is its apparent extinction. Only one pitcher has thrown it in the past three seasons. Diego Maradona. No one has ever been more dazzling with a ball at their feet than Diego Maradona. Against England at the 1986 World Cup, he scored a controversial goal that appeared to go off his foot. He later said it was scored a little with the head of Maradona and a little with the hand of God. 4 minutes later, he went on a 60-yard mad dash that saw him dribble past four England players, leave a goalkeeper on the seat of his pants, and stroke the ball into an empty net. In 2002, it was named Goal of the Century by FIFA. Before we leave today, let's go to Fast Facts. Though he has struggled with injuries, Buxton is one of the most exciting players in the league. And we're talking about Byron Buxton. In just 61 games in 2021, he amassed a WAR of 4.5, hitting 19 homers with an OPS of 1.005. In 22, he got off to a fast start, homering 11 times in his first 35 games. In 17, he received the Platinum Glove as the best all-around fielder in the American League. And then, of course, Lamar Jackson. Fast fact, following the 2021 season, Jackson was named to his second Pro Bowl. Jackson was named MVP in 2019 when he led the Ravens to a 14-2 record. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingserver.com. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.